NPR and the Center for Public Integrity are doing a series of stories on failures to enforce the Clean Air Act amendments of the early 1990s. In one report, the media partnership disclosed that the EPA keeps a list of more than 400 U.S. sites that may be chronic or serious violators of the air pollution law and didn't get the attention of regulators within 9 months. The 20 Wisconsin sites on the list include companies in the forest products industry, foundries, chemical coating firms, and a few power plants, though fixes are underway at some of those plants. State DNR spokesman Bill Koch says the agency will be looking at the report's claims of potential health problems.
But our evaluation of air toxic emissions using more sophisticated methods does not support their general conclusions that air toxins represent a major public health problem in Wisconsin.
A DNR spreadsheet on the 20 sites shows one case already closed and some cases of incomplete monitoring records or other procedural problems. But in some cases, there were violations or what are called excessive emissions. So the Sierra Club's Jennifer Fireherm worries some of the sites could threaten the public.
Having facilities that have been routinely bad offenders and that no one has taken enforcement action against does pose a threat to public health.
Fireherm says she's especially dismayed that a state-owned power plant at the Waupun prison continues to emit too much soot. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.